A glance at some recent news suggests the complicated relations between the United States and Syria. Today, tens of thousands of people protested an assassination that they blame on Syria. That assassination happened in nearby Lebanon, and it prompted the United States to recall its ambassador from Syria. U.S. officials have also suggested that Syria is supporting insurgents in Iraq, but over the weekend, Syria received credit for capturing an insurgent. Saddam Hussein's half-brother is now in custody, and Iraqi authorities are giving credit to the neighbor along their northwestern border. To get one perspective on Syria this morning, we've called Edward Derajian. He is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria during the first Bush administration, as well as a U.S. ambassador to Israel during the Clinton administration. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's start with this capture of Saddam Hussein's half-brother, Sabawi Ibrahim al-Hassan. Does this suggest a change in Syria's attitude toward the United States and its actions in Iraq?
The United States has been asking Syria for many months now to crack down on the Iraqi Baathists who took refuge in Syria, some for many years, some recently after the U.S. military action in Iraq. And Sabawi al-Takriti was one of the biggest names on the list that the U.S. has been asking Syria to render back into the Iraqi authorities' hands. This is a very important person in terms of his involvement in aiding the insurgency in Iraq by money, by logistical support, and by sending people in. So it is an important arrest, if you will, of one of the leading supporters of the insurgency from Syria.
Well, as you mentioned, it's taken months for the Syrians to act on the U.S. demands. What has changed their attitude as far as you can tell?
I think what has changed is several major developments that are occurring concomitantly. One is what is happening in Iraq, Syria's role as a neighboring state, controlling the border, controlling the flow of money, the pressure on Syria to engage constructively on that front. That has been a long-term effort on the part of our government in the United States, which is basically the response or the reaction in Washington is that if anything happens, it's too little too late. But that has been one factor, the situation in Iraq. The second factor, of course, is the situation in Lebanon. And with the assassination of Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri, the pressures on Syria that have been building, one, to withdraw its troops from Lebanon, secondly, to stop interfering in the internal domestic politics of Lebanon, has really come to a crescendo point now. And a third factor is the tragic incident in Tel Aviv, in which several people were killed and many wounded, and where the Israelis have stated publicly that they, according to their information, a Palestinian Islamic Jihad based in Syria had a hand in the matter.
So you have a situation, if you're the Syrian government, you made the United States and Israel unhappy in three different ways, and perhaps the way that the thinking goes is that you have to make the U.S. happy on something, so you give up some fugitives.
Right. I think the crucial decision-making in Damascus is how is it going to deal with these three situation. This is truly a test for Damascus, and it has very serious implications for Syria's role in the region and for Syria domestically.
Now, there's a senior State Department official who's in Lebanon right now trying to apply pressure to get Syria to take another step to withdraw its troops from Lebanon. Is it likely that Syria would take that step?
The critical factor, I think, the important factor for the Lebanese, for the international community, is that a real effort now be made for a phased withdrawal from Lebanon, and secondly, that Syria reduce, if not eliminate, its political and intelligence apparatus in Lebanon, which basically dictates the political and economic life of the country in many important aspects.
Edward Derajian is a former U.S. ambassador to Syria as well as to Israel. Ambassador, thanks very much.
My pleasure to be with you.